Hi, everyone. The Business Ethics Leadership Alliance has questions and we've got answers. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. One of the best benefits of being a member of the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or Bella, is that if you have any questions at all about ethics and compliance, you can submit them to Bella's concierge service, which will connect you with one of our internal experts who will provide an answer and or direct you to a helpful resource for more information. Sometimes these requests are specific to a particular company's needs, but most of them speak to the broad challenges facing Bella members in general, and by extension, the wider ethics and compliance profession. That's why we're using this show to thematically respond to high-level questions from the Bella community. Joining us once again to answer those questions is Bella Chair Erica Salmon Byrne. Erica, thank you so much for returning to the show. It's wonderful to see you as always.
Bill, every time you put a Bella Asks recording session on my calendar, I do mental jazz hands because the fact that our Bella members keep bringing us these questions, and amazingly, while they're kind of thematic, right? Anybody who's been listening to Us Too Bella Asks for a while is going to start to hear some through lines, but they're all still different. So there's more we can do with each one of these questions that comes in. So I'm doing actual jazz hands. I'm ready to go.
Well, this next question is a training question. And I have to admit, I personally love this question for reasons that will very quickly become obvious. And the question is, how can I use podcasts for training purposes?
Yep. Yeah, I am. The only thing that makes me sad about this question, Bill, is they didn't say, how can I use the Ethicast for training purposes?
True.
But in all seriousness, this is a great question. And the thing I like about this question in particular is it says to me that this is a Bella member who is thinking about training as employee education. And they are trying their best to meet their employees where they are. And they are trying to vary the modality through which they are delivering information to their employees. And so I give massive kudos to the Bella member who sent this question in and who is thinking about using podcasts as a training option. So pros on this, as I said, modality varies. So you can take a podcast with you in the car. You can take a podcast with you on the plane. You can take a podcast with you when you're walking the dog, when you're traveling between meetings, right? Lots and lots of different ways that you can use podcasts. The challenge, especially if you are thinking of it in the context of traditional training, is it can be hard to track who has and has not listened to a podcast. So if you're thinking about it from the perspective of having a record of the thing somebody engaged with, it's going to be a little bit more challenging depending upon the modality through which you are distributing the podcast. But as I said, if you think about this in the broader lens of behavior change and employee education, then podcasts really become a terrific medium that you can use to educate your employees. So you could think about doing an internal podcast. One example of this is, and for those of you out there who have seen this on the Bella Member Hub, the team at US Bank, Katie Lawler, actually did a series during COVID that was, she did it pre-COVID and then during COVID. And it was, I believe it was a takeoff. Is it Jerry Seinfeld who has the show Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Yes.
Okay. So she did a version of that, but it was coffee with, coffee in cars with compliance. And she would grab a senior executive. Yeah. And she would take them for a ride and they would talk about a particular compliance issue. And she would use that as an education opportunity with employees. And I loved it because she, during the pandemic, she would video herself in her car on Zoom. She was still in the car getting coffee, but nobody was in the car with her. So anyway, you can think about that kind of internal opportunity where, you're doing something that you are producing internally. You can think about it in the context of using somebody else's podcast externally and recommending it to employees on a particular topic. There's some great compliance podcasts out there. Tom Fox, of course, is, sort of the godfather of compliance podcasts. He produces lots of great content. Our Ethicast obviously produces lots of great content. I'm a big fan of everything Adam Grant produces as one other option. If you're thinking about kind of branching out a little for some organizational psychology type content. Simon Sinek does great content. So there's lots and lots of different kind of podcast options depending on what the topic is you're looking to educate on. And there are certain topics, behavioral ethics, kind of general compliance topics, Lot of great podcasts out there right now on generative AI and the risks and the benefits. So depending on what it is you're looking to educate on, lots of options. So my advice for this is, first off, great idea. Second, think of it as education, not training, because it might be hard to track depending upon how you're thinking about the content itself. And then last thing, build it into your training plan. So use it as part of that ongoing reinforcement of content and make sure that you're kind of documenting the way you're using it so that people can see that you're really trying to meet them where they are as far as a modality is concerned.
As somebody who produces the podcast, I will tell the audience out there, if you are a Bella member and you are looking to start your own podcast and you're wondering, what do I do? Where do I start? What are the mechanics to this whole thing? Please feel free to reach out to us directly, reach out to me directly. I would be only too happy to share with you the learnings that I have gathered during the production of this show, because there are lots of little finicky things that go into creating a good podcast. It's easier said than done. I will give one piece of iron advice, though, that I have found has worked very well for us, which is try to keep your episodes short. If you're going to use this as a matter of training and you want kind of a more snackable training piece you can push out in small bits, try to keep your episodes under 20 minutes. If you look at analytics, generally speaking, unless you're going to do a really long form show, most people tend to tune out after 20 minutes or so. So if you can keep it to like 15 or 17 minutes, that's a really good sweet spot for holding people's attention. So I'd recommend you consider that as you create your content, create your questions, and see what you're going to be covering in any given episode.
Yep. And one of the other things that I will put out there for all of you as well, in addition to emphasizing Bill's point of please reach out, because we've learned a lot and we're happy to share what we've learned if you are thinking about starting your own podcast, is try to remember everything we know about the way people actually intake information. And the most important piece that we have learned from adult education research is, if I can't use it, I can't keep it in my brain. So try to keep, you know, in addition to keeping Bill, as Bill said, keeping your episodes on the shorter side, try to make what you're communicating via podcast practical. And it is absolutely a format that lends itself beautifully to storytelling. So if you are thinking about weaving storytelling into your education efforts, and you are particularly if you are thinking about the ways in which you can communicate how things have happened inside your organization, use a podcast to tell a story of how something either did happen at your organization or could happen at your organization as a follow-on to a particular training topic that may have been a little more esoteric. Bill did a great interview with Joe at Eaton on how he uses storytelling to weave into his ethics program. And the podcasting format is a great format for telling a story.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, Erica, thank you so much for coming on the show today and for lending us your insights and understanding. The entire Bella community really appreciates it.
Oh, Bill, it's my pleasure. And to all those Bella members out there, you now know that my internal reaction to your questions is mental jazz hands. So keep them coming, okay?
To learn more about Bella, please visit bella.ethisphere.com to request guest access to the Bella Member Resource Hub and to speak with the Bella Engagement Director. And if you have a question that you'd like answered on Bella Asks, please be sure to use the Bella Concierge service, and we'll get to your question just as soon as we can. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been a special Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.